It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 6th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 2% at $66,179. ETH is down 1.5% at $3,831. And Binance Coin is down 1.5% at $421. Well, those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Uniswap up 20%. Well, the Montenegro Court of Appeals has overturned the decision to extradite Do Kwon, co-founder of Terraform Labs, to the U.S. This marks the third successful appeal for Do Kwon against the extradition process. The appeals court cited flaws in the high court's decision, namely the lack of clear reasoning and facts leading to the revocation. Do Kwon's extradition has been sought for charges related to financial crimes in the U.S. and South Korea, stemming from the collapse of the Terra ecosystem. Well, Bitcoin experienced a sharp retreat from its recent all-time high above 69,000, triggering a surge in liquidations. Over the past 24 hours, the crypto market saw more than 383 million in liquidated long positions, contributing to a total of 678 million across major exchanges. Well, crypto firm Shapeshift has settled with the U.S. SEC over charges of operating as an unregistered securities dealer. Shapeshift agreed to pay a civil penalty of $275,000 and committed to avoiding future violations. Founded by Eric Voorhees, Shapeshift previously operated in Colorado before winding down its direct crypto exchange platform in 2021. Well, at the Two Sessions event in Beijing, a member of the National People's Congress proposed that China should expedite the development of its blockchain infrastructure. The member emphasized the importance of this infrastructure in supporting government services, the supply chain, and trade. The party member oversees a national blockchain research center in Beijing and specifically called out ongoing efforts to develop blockchain-based systems for various industries like maritime transport and supply chain finance. Despite China's ban on crypto trading and mining, the country remains keen on fostering its homegrown blockchain technology and digital economies. WuFi faced an $8.75 million exploit on its swap service on Arbitrum when an attacker manipulated its synthetic proactive market-making algorithm. The attacker borrowed over 7 million Wu tokens and other assets, causing the algorithm to misprice Wu tokens. WuFi swiftly detected the anomaly, suspending its smart contracts to prevent further losses. The exploit affected WuFi Swap but left other products unharmed. WuFi offered a 10% white hat bounty for the return of stolen funds and pledged to enhance security measures on the platform. The incident caused an 18% drop in Wu token prices. And finally, Hedgehog, a protocol taking on fluctuating crypto transaction prices, secured $1.5 million in a pre-seed round. The aim is to combat the unpredictability of fees, especially on Ethereum, where costs can soar during high demand. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.